Jessery was smarter than I. He must have known it. But he didn't let it show very often. No matter how many times I failed to get what he was talking about, he had the steady faith in my ability to understand what he understood. It was an endearing quality. His only one. Now he shifted posture again, leaning in as if he were actually interested in what I had to say, letting me know I was on the right track. We can't interact chemically with the geometers or with any of their viruses or bacteria because the laser was the wrong color. Some simple interactions are doubtless possible, Jessery said. An electron is an electron, so our atoms can form simple chemical bonds with theirs. But there's not the sophisticated biochemistry that germs use to go about their business. So they could make noises that we could hear, see light reflecting from our bodies, punch us in the nose even, or rod us. This was the first time I'd heard rod employed as a verb, but I collected that he was talking of the projectile that had blasted Ekba. But not infect us, I said. Nor vice versa. Oh, over time, germs will evolve that can interact with both types of matter, knit the ecosystems together. But that'll take a long time, and we can stay ahead of it. Do they have water? Oxygen? Their hydrogen is identical to ours. Their oxygen is similar enough to give them water. We don't know whether we could breathe it. Carbon seems to be a little different. The metals and so on show greater divergence. How much more do you know about the geometers?
Less than you.
What was Orlo doing at Orathena? Pursuing a line of inquiry that I don't fully understand.
Consistent with a polycosmic interpretation of what's going on?
Totally.
Tell me about it.
I'm afraid to talk about it.
Why?
Because I'm afraid I'll make a bloody hash of it. Jessery did not respond, and I fancied he was eyeing me suspiciously through the plastic. The real reason I didn't want to talk about it, of course, was because I was afraid it would lead straight to the incanters. And I guessed that we were under surveillance. Some other time, I said, when I'm fresher, we can go for a walk, like when we used to hold theoretical dialogues in Orlo's Vineyard. Orlo's Vineyard, because of its south-facing slope, was one of those parts of Edhar that wasn't visible from any of the Warden Regulance windows, and as such, was where we used to go when we were up to some kind of mayhem. Jessery got the message and nodded.
How's Ayla?
I asked.
Fine. I don't know when you'll see her because after our voco, she and I started having a liaison.
My ears caught fire and serrated bristles popped out of my spine.
Or at least it felt that way. But later when I checked out a mirror, I didn't seem any different. Just a little more stupid looking. Some higher, more modern part of my brain, that is, some part of it that had evolved more recently than 5 million years ago, thought it might be good to keep the conversation going.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
What's going to happen now, then?
Well, knowing her, she's going to make a decision. And until she's made it, neither one of us is probably going to hear from her.
I didn't say anything.
She's busy anyway. Jessery went on.
I had the feeling that he was finished with me, bored and really wanted to leave. But even he knew he couldn't just drop this bomb and walk away. So he filled a little time talking about the structure of the Convox and how it was organized. I heard little. That's why he had paid me a visit so promptly, so that he could break this news to me while we were separated by steel mesh. Clever boy. Because, as I reflected after he had taken his leave, he knew me, and knew I'd brood on it and be reasonable. Why shouldn't they have started a liaison? After Ayla had been evoked, I had thought of myself as available. Not that it had gotten me anywhere. I ate a piece of bread. 3 of out in bubble suits came into the trailer. 2 of them stole even more of my blood. The other stayed behind after the blood stealers had made their getaway. She wrenched the head from her bubble suit and tossed it on the floor, stuffed the gloves into that, stuck her fingers through her hair, and felt her own scalp.
Ah, stuffy in there, she explained when she caught me looking.
Suamaroa, centenarian, 5th Skonic. I'm from a little math you've never heard of,
Can I have some of that bread? Aren't you afraid you'll be contaminated? She glanced at her helmet, then back to me. I thought Sœur Moreau was pretty attractive, but she was 15 years older than I, and I didn't trust myself at the moment. Maybe I'd have been attracted to any female who didn't treat me as an alien plague vector. So I got her a piece of bread. What a god-awful place, she remarked, looking around. Is this how extras live? Most of them. You should be out of it soon, though. She inhaled deeply through her nose, and I could tell by the look on her face that she was thinking about what she smelled. Then she got an annoyed look and shook her head. Ugh, too many industrial byproducts in here, she muttered. What are you about? I asked. What do Fifth Sconics do? I'm sorry, I ought to know. Thank you, she said, accepting a piece of bread from my hand, touching me incidentally. She took a bite and stared off into space as she chewed it.